Z100, Missoula's only classic rock. It's Chris and Ashley. All right. Are you going to be watching football or are you going to be watching movies? Or both. You could do both or listen to the radio. What are you going to be doing on Thanksgiving Day? That's the question for you today. Send us a message via that Z100 classic rock app, which you could take us with you wherever you travel on your holiday travels.
You know what I'm going to be watching? I'm going to be watching The Dog Show.
Oh, that's one. Yeah.
I usually watch The Dog Show. I try to get a little bit of the parade just for some nostalgia.
Right.
And then we all huddle around The Dog Show.
The Dog Show.
I was so excited because a couple of years ago, I had been waiting for so long. A greyhound finally won.
Oh.
Best in show.
So are you in the, are you all about the working class? Are you about
right
the...
now I favor the working class because I've got a working class puppy.
The toy poodle, the toy class, or
once
whatever it is.
Once upon a time, I was a fan of the toys. Yes. Yeah.
The hounds.
The hounds and I, the I don't know. That's a very good hound.
Thank you. I've been working on that one. All right. So what are you guys going to be doing? That's the question for you this Thanksgiving. I can tell you there is not a Dallas game I'll be watching this week. Oh, my God. Speaking of fans and the hate that fans feel, there was a little vitriol happening at Bobcat Stadium.
A little?
Yeah. According to Ace, there was a lot directed at him as he was representing
Grizz Nation.
Grizz Nation, because yeah. He's one of the announcers that he's the sideline announcer for the Grizz games.
Yes.
All this year. He's been doing that for that. He also announces Lady Grizz basketball too, by the way. He wears so many hats around here.
It's
insane.
He's such a hard worker.
And boy, were there some
language,
some salty language thrown at him.
But here's what I love. This is what a good attitude he has. He likes it.
He likes it. He's like, bring it on.
Bring it on. And he actually has a thank you letter to Bobcat fans.
Yeah.
And he let us put that letter on our website. So if you want to read Ace's thank you letter to Bobcat fans.
For being miserable.
For being just cruel, cruel people.
For being who you are.
We've got that at Z100Missoula.com or on that Z100 Classic Rock app.
News you didn't know you needed.
We have some very exciting news.
With Chris and Ashley.
This is very encouraging. Get out the science button.
Oh, okay.
Scientists in Japan have created a strong plastic that dissolves in the ocean.
Science!
Fantastic! Way to go!
This invention could make plastic waste in the ocean a thing of the past.
How fantastic is that?
So fantastic.
So I wonder if it's the salt in the ocean. Like, I wonder if it's the salt that dissolves it or if it's the water that dissolves it. Anyway, great. Thank you.
Yeah. They say that it completely breaks apart and then it actually leaves components behind for marine bacteria.
To eat and stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It keeps getting better. Way to go.
Yeah. And right. I guess it is at least broken apart by salt water, but okay. I'm sure there is a much more complicated process of of how it breaks down.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I went a little simple on that.
Yes.
I'm not the big brain with the science.
It's just the salt. anyway, this could be really, really important for the environment. So there we go. There's that. Donna Jean Wilde, you are my personal rock star today. She is a 59-year-old Canadian who has earned herself a second world record by performing 1,575 push-ups in just 60 minutes.
Oh, my. Wow. Wow.
This is after she broke the record for being able to hold an abdominal plank for 4 hours.
4 hours?
30 minutes and 11 seconds. It's not even 4 hours. It's 4.5 hours.
Oh, my God. You could drop a coin. I bet you could bounce a coin off a...
off of her abs.
Oh, my gosh. She's probably shaking.
She's probably not shaking if she can do it for 4 hours.
Well, I mean, by eventually, she's probably... Man, way to go.
Yeah.
That's a
Donna Jean. Wow. That's wow. Gonna, wow.
That's not a world record I'm looking to break anytime soon.
No.
I'm just letting you know.
No, definitely not.
Not going to happen.
And a treasure hunter in England named Jane Eastman discovered a 120-year-old jar of pickles perfectly preserved in a green glass bottle.
Wow.
120 years old, this jar of pickles. It still had its original cork and an embossed topper reading W&D Harvest Dowgate Dock, London.
Okay.
I would eat the pickles. I would want to see what they tasted like. They were still good 120 years later.
See how well the pickling process was 120 years ago. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. She would eat the pickles. Would you eat the pickles? That's the question.
They present your everyday rock star.
You got to think positive.
On Z100.
Thinking positive brought to us by Hellrood Building. Give them a call for your remodel needs.
406-540-3063. Hellrood Building for all your remodeling needs.
All right. We've been talking about the season of giving. We've been talking about that a lot. You guys proved this with the Gorilla Turkey Drive. Again, we have the pictures and everything from the last Turkey Drive and how successful it was. We have that on that Z100 Classic Rock app. But we need to let you know about those people that are out there and they brave the elements and they stand out there for hours at a time and they are the bell ringers that are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
Yes, we want the bell ringers to be our everyday rock star.
We are saluting you. Now, here's the deal. Thanksgiving, it is late this year.
Yeah.
Right? We're late. We are, like you just said, December starts this Sunday. They don't have a lot of time to raise a lot of money and reach their goals. They kind of are under crunch time right now. They have a $65,000 goal and less time to do it than they normally have out there with their ringing that bell. So help them out if you can.
If
throw
you can.
A couple coins in there. If you can throw, it used to be a bigger slot. Have you seen those slots now? The slot's like an X kind of thing.
Oh.
Or like a cross, and it's tougher to put your dollar bills in there.
Okay.
It's easier to put coins in there. But anyway, if you can, do that. I always try and wish them a Merry Christmas. If I have cash, I always try and leave them at least a dollar or something in there because they are out there and they are braving the elements to do this.
Yes.
So when you hear that ding-a-ling-a-ling, the ring-a-ding-ding, they are our everyday rock stars.
It's your daily dumbass.
That sounds so dumb.
Yes, it sounds so dumb. This one is just, this one blew me away. It's a Reddit. Our Reddit is just the weirdest thing. You just go down these rabbit holes of Reddit and it just ends up being one of them. A user canceled her Thanksgiving gathering after her sister introduced a strict family code of conduct.
Oh.
For the family that included bans on overlapping conversations.
What?
So you can't interrupt anybody. Political discussions, a smart casual dress code, and assigned seating based on personality compatibility. The sister insisted that everybody sign the rules before attending. Now, here's where it gets like, you are a dumbass, is that it wasn't even her gathering. It was her sister's gathering.
Right. She brought the rules to somebody else's house.
She brought the rules to her sister's house.
Well, maybe she knows her sister too well.
So her sister said, all right, you want this? You host.
Yeah.
You host the Thanksgiving.
For
if
real.
You want these rules. And then, of course, everybody's calling her a control freak and the other, you know.
Yeah.
And so she's just like, I'm done. If you want this, you. And so the Thanksgiving has been called off. Unless the other sister decides to step up and do it. Okay. Even though Santa hasn't officially arrived because, you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So in my little world, Santa isn't really there.
Yeah.
But there was the 38th annual Santa Claus Parade in St. Thomas, Canada.
Okay.
Just recently, the other day. And a spectator, a woman, was arrested after allegedly punching another spectator because that spectator was standing in the way. And they couldn't see the Santas.
Oh.
It's supposed to be the season of giving.
Yeah, not giving punches.
According to the St. Thomas police, the suspect struck the victim in the face, knocking him to the ground during a dispute over the parade view. Despite the altercation, the family-friendly event themed Christmas at the Circus continued as planned.
Okay.
And everybody got to see, some people got to see Santa. So anyway, it is that time of year again where you think maybe they celebrate Christmas a little differently in Canada. What do you think? You think that's a just a little different
celebration?
Well,
the fact that it's circus themed, I do think they are celebrating it slightly differently.
And then, well, initially I was like, well, wait a minute. Why don't we have a circus themed Christmas thing? That would be, I mean, come on now.
sports time.
All right, get your tickets. University of Montana Grizzlies are going to be hosting Tennessee State coming up, and it is going to be a nationally televised game. It's going to be on ESPN2 this Saturday.
Okay.
8:15 kickoff time. We're going to have all the play-by-play for you with our pal Ace. Once again, he wrote the open letter to Bobcat fans. He'll be on the sideline reporting on that one, too. Grizz basketball, they beat Utah Tech last night, 69-66. The Cal State Northridge coming up to town tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip-off time for that. Lady Grizz basketball, next up Evergreen, and that's coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. All right, now's the time. Do you want to?
Let's just say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh my gosh.
Or should I say the lightning bolt?
The Ravens.
The Ravens won.
Beat my Chargers last night, so 30-23. Yeah. So, Turkey Day. Are you going to watch Chicago at Detroit, New York Giants at Dallas, or Miami at Green Bay? Going to watch any of those games? We got three games on tap, and there's going to be a Friday game too. Las Vegas at Kansas City. Next Monday night, I don't care. It's Cleveland at Denver. I don't care about that game because because my Chargers suck, and this is where they give me hope for a second.
They don't suck. I mean, they put up a very good fight.
Right, for a second. Speaking of fights, it's been a week and a half, and Jake Paul and MVP Promotions are still getting negative vibes from the poorly received fight against Mike Tyson.
I can't understand why he's surprised by this.
Conspiracy theorists are still claiming that the fix was in on the fight. Well, MVP has finally felt the need to respond in a statement. They asserted that, quote, both fighters in good faith performed to the best of their abilities with the goal of winning the fight. They said there was no restrictions, contractual or otherwise, around each fighter, and each boxer was able to use his full arsenal to win the fight. So, there you go. They also pointed out that any agreement to the contrary would violate Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation boxing rules.
Sure.
We know that nobody breaks the rules in boxing. We're a little And a college football season, it's been notable. There's been a lot of tattoos. There's been a lot of bet tattoos going on. Mm. And here is another one. A fan is, a Tennessee fan, made a bold assertion, I guess the word would be, claiming that he'd get a tattoo of Billy Napier's face on his ass.
Okay.
He said, if Florida beats LSU, Ole Miss, and FSU on the road, well, two of those three have already happened.
Okay.
if Florida meets FSU, they meet on Saturday. If they win, the tattoo needle will be ready, from what I understand. And Napier's face is going to be on somebody's butt. Let's hope they follow through with that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Classic rock rumors.
Let's put a stop to that rumor right now.
Well, this is kind of scary. Elton John has said in a new interview on Good Morning America that he has lost eyesight in his right eye because of an infection that he has had. It's been 4 months now, and he still isn't able to see.
Wow.
He says that he's working to treat the issue, but his current status is making what he can do during his days very limited. Going into the studio and recording, I don't know, because I can't see a lyric for a start. It kind of floored me, and I can't see anything. I can't read anything. I can't watch anything. Now, I think the idea is that this is supposed to be temporary. It's just that
an infection, right?
Yeah, it's been months, though. So our hope is that his eye gets much better.
Right, for sure.
The Edge is teasing that he and the rest of U2 have linked up with Brian Eno to work on music that could potentially land on the band's next album. And as he tells it, the results might not sound like what you're expecting.
Okay.
We were in the studio the other day just working on some crazy new music, the guitarist said. Bono and I are working on some crazy kind of sci-fi Irish folk music.
All right. It's about time. That was the combination I have been waiting for so long.
I mean, I think Chris and I will be first and second in line for this album. Sci-fi for me, Irish for him.
You can't put us in a box. You can't define what we are doing here. Wow.
So, anyway, he does say that it could end up becoming part of the new U2 album. Not sure yet. They'll see.
Sammy Hagar is just kicking around, man. He is still doing it. 77 years old. They announced the big Vegas residency they're going to have with the Van Hagar thing. He's going to be going deep into the catalog. He's going to be playing stuff because they don't have to. They can rehearse. They don't have to be on the road. Excited about this. And he likes getting older. He's 77 years old now. He says, I love 99% of it. I really do, told People Magazine. He said, there's something about being a little bit complacent in your old age, saying, nah, I already did that. You make such better decisions in life. In my 40s, I spun more wheels. I spent more energy on things that I didn't do that I do now, on things that I do. And it's just such a waste. I wasted so much time and energy and money and things I could have done for other people. The older you get, I'm just more directed, so I don't bite on things. I don't waste people's time. And he still gets a little, randy. He and his wife, 30th anniversary. And he said, it's kind of cool being old. He said, I'm healthy. I'm still active. I still walk on the beach. I still work out. I still sing. I still run around and dance. I still chase my wife around the bedroom.
Okay.
Sammy Hagar.
Living life.
The Red Rocker is still living life.
The Holly Weird Update. The
public is screaming for more.
All right. We've got some sequel and remake news. Lilo and Stitch. Disney has unveiled the first footage of the live action movie for Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
Remember, this is the movie about the alien.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know. I got to admit, the live action of How to Train Your Dragon that we saw last week looks fantastic. So
why I'm okay with a dragon being live action and an alien
not.
Why is can't. That? I must have a bias against aliens.
I have never seen Lilo and Stitch.
What?
Yeah, never seen it. No idea. I know there's an alien and it's like...
I kind of spoiled it.
I still don't know which one is which. I don't know who Lilo is. Is Lilo the alien or is Lilo the... See, I don't even know.
And technically, Stitch is pretending to be a dog.
Okay.
Most of the movie, yeah. Okay, so the 30... So you've got homework. I know what you're watching over Thanksgiving. The 30-second clip offers a glimpse at the Hawaiian coastline, but nothing else about the film. According to the official logline, Lilo and Stitch Chronicles, the bond formed between a lonely human girl named Lilo...
Okay. You don't have to yell at me.
And a dog-like alien named Stitch, who is engineered to be a force of destruction.
I know that I've had 23 years to watch this.
You've had 23 years to watch this.
One of these days. Maybe I was just waiting for the live-action one. Did you ever think about that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
As you yell at me about it. Name's Lilo.
Lilo's the little girl. Right. Okay, and now here is another.
If we go through the list of movies that you haven't seen.
Well, that's a much longer. So... I don't get the opportunity very often to be like, I can't believe you haven't seen that movie.
It's true.
Yes.
So take that opportunity to yell at me. There you go. We're good.
Here's a little behind the curtains. There is a good number of Chris and Ashley go to the cinema movies that I have never seen before.
I make her watch the scene so she can get the
so
feel
I can
for
get
the acting.
Acting down, but I have never seen the movie.
I'm the angry director sitting in my chair. There's a little behind the scenes for you.
Yeah, there's a little acting going on there. okay, and Bridge 7, a production company founded by former Netflix executive Swati Shetty and former CAA agent Grant Kessman, have acquired the film sequel and TV rights to Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, okay.
Now, this might be kind of cool, I think. It is going to be a movie sequel and TV adaptation.
All right.
Of course, based on the book Q&A by Vikas Swarup, Slumdog Millionaire follows the story of 18-year-old Jamal. It is unclear whether the film's original actors are going to be in this next chapter,
if
you will.
All
yeah,
right.
The sequel, but we're going to get more Slumdog Millionaire.
That's okay. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a really good
movie.
Didn't
it get like an Oscar?
Yeah. Yes, it did. It's a good movie. Z100, Missoula's only classic rock. It is Chris and Ashley. Man, I was thinking about this just a little while ago. I got to get the turkey thawing, man.
Yeah.
Got to get the turkey thawing.
You spent so much time slinging frozen turkeys.
I did.
You got to you got to pay attention to your own turkey.
So this is kind of interesting about that, because this is what made me think about that. As I was slinging turkeys, some of the turkeys that came through, as we're talking about our 30th annual Gorilla Turkey Drive, which we wrapped up, some of the turkeys, you know, a lot of them, we get the Jenny O's, we get the butter balls, we get that kind of thing. But some of the turkeys that came through, they were Montana Hutterite turkeys.
Yeah.
From some of the colonies and stuff.
Right.
And as I was slinging turkeys, honestly, I was like, that's so cool that we have Montana turkeys that we're going to be donating to Montana food banks to feed Montana people. And then I was like, you know what? I bet you could go from appetizer to dessert with it all being sourced in Montana for an entire Thanksgiving meal. And you can.
Really?
Easily. Yeah, easily. Because we have turkeys that are raised here in Montana.
Yeah.
We have, if you are not into turkeys and if you're into the hams, we've got Montana Valley hams.
Well,
by the
sure.
way, I had to restrain myself when I was writing about the Montana Valley ham.
There was a lot of drool.
My price. There would have been love and little heart emojis and all kinds of things. I had to restrain myself on that. But you can. Everything from the vegetables, the appetizers. We have Flathead Valley cheese. We have everything all the way to the drinks, right? We have wine that's made here in Montana now. Of course, more beer than you could throw a stick at. We have desserts that you could get. There's places that grow pumpkins, so you can make your own pumpkin pie. But huckleberries, if you want a totally different dessert. But you could source the entire thing in Montana using all Montana stuff.
Yum.
Gonna bake anything? Come on. Wheat, Montana, come on now.
You can do the flour.
Exactly. It's all on there. So check it out. Z100, Missoula's only classic rock with Chris and Ashley. And yes, it is holiday time. We could talk about this. 2 days away from Thanksgiving. We are 3 days away from Black Friday. Shopping, Santa, all of that fun stuff.
I'm looking at the Western Montana Santa flyover, and they say they're at 78%.
Ooh, so close
to
the goal.
So, keeping our fingers crossed for that one. But there is actually another awesome thing another Santa operation, if you will, that makes the holidays really fun for kids in Montana. And I don't know how long this has been going on.
Forever.
I guess nobody sent the memo to my parents. Cause I would have loved this as a kid. But the postal service will help kids kind of keep that magic of Christmas alive. They have a Santa program.
Yep. Write letters to Santa, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they will accept these until December 9th.
Yes.
And you can adopt a letter, right?
Yeah.
So,
ho, ho, ho. Let's do it.
If you want to be a Santa.
I want to be a Santa.
You got until December 9th.
But I don't want anybody sitting on me. So I just want to be able to just write it from where my comfort of my
home.
But if you want to find out about that, and yes, seriously, keep the magic alive. And it would be awesome if your kids are like in their 30s or 40s or something.
And they get a letter from
Sit down
yes.
and write a letter to Santa.
Yes.
We got the details for you on that Z100 Classic Rock app. It was only Classic Rock. It is Chris and Ashley, and man, kind of a short week for Ashley because she's going to be off tomorrow for you. Today is Ashley's Friday. Now, Thanksgiving kind of squared away, but here is the deal. If you are doing stuff like, I don't know, you got to eat tonight or, you know, tomorrow night, and of course on Friday, beef. There's a big beef recall.
Well, and
ground beef
I know
recall.
That for a lot of Thanksgiving meals, there are side dishes that have other kinds of meat in them. It's
that's
not
true.
Always just about turkey.
No,
right?
Sometimes it's ham.
Sometimes it's ham.
Montana Valley ham, and, to be precise.
And sometimes it's beef. And yes, there is a ground beef recall that folks need to be aware of.
Yeah, so this is coming on the heels of the carrots. There was a huge carrot recall that was going on, and now there is a ground beef recall on that one too. And there's a fast moving bacterial outbreak that's causing a concern here in Montana with the ground beef. We have those details for you, and what brands, where you could get them, all of that stuff. It is on that Z100 Classic Rock app and at Z100Missoula.com.